here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Are You Serious? Radio network and podcasting all across the country. Blake Ruffino. Blake, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Appreciate you guys having me.
Blake, taking an overview of the regular season, how would you grade it for LSU? The SEC championship isn't looked at the same way, like you and I kind of grew up. And I know Skip put a big paramount on that, trying to win it. But today, I think if you Mississippi State, you put a big thing on there to try to, because that could advance you. But how would you grade LSU's season so far in the regular season?
Yeah, Mike, I think anytime you get north of 18 conference wins, I normally try to put, if I had to put a grade on it, I'd say around a B plus A, somewhere in that range, if that's where you want to go. I mean, Mike, you're at 19 conference wins, right? Like, you down the stretch, you face Tennessee, who will be in the postseason, Arkansas will be in the postseason. And those two weekends were massive for you. And then just all the ranked opponents you played before that, Alabama, Oklahoma, et cetera. So, I mean, Mike, they won all four of those weekends against ranked opponents. So I think that, you want to get to 20, and 20 is a big deal. But, Mike, anytime you get north of 18, you start getting really close to being a lock, and then you get north of 18 for that top eight seeding. So I think it's been great. Now, if they had some situations where they've been perfect, no. I mean, they've got some things that they had to figure out, and I think they have. But Mike, down the stretch, I mean, you have four pitchers in the top of the SEC in ERA. Three of them lead the SEC in ERA, and then you have Cade Anderson, who's at 15th in ERA in the SEC. So the pitching staff has really started to come along down the stretch, and I think that's been a big thing for it too.
The other thing, too, is the two freshmen. We had Jay Johnson on yesterday. I said, Coach, I'll make you a deal. If you get two freshmen like Derek Curiel and Kayson Evans every year, you'd call it a win. He was like, a big win to get them both right in the same year. That, to me, a lot of people don't get it. They think, high school, college, pros, all the same. And it's not. It's totally different because of the competition you're up against. Your thoughts on what we've seen from Curiel and Evans so far this year?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. We're talking about ERA. Kayson Evans leads the SEC in ERA and SEC games. And, Mike, for freshman, Curiel leads in batting average, doubles, triples, and home runs. Almost home runs. He's two away. So, I mean, you get to a place where, Mike, I do think if you ask Jay, and he said this in the preseason, the draft being shortened, and then all of a sudden you have a situation where, you have the number one overall recruiting class, and William Schmidt, who was a part of that, Mike, still hasn't even hit his stride yet. So he's a part of that class, too, that we're not talking about. Maverick Rizzi's last pitch last weekend was at 99 miles an hour. That's four freshmen, Mike. So we're talking about Evans and Curiel. We haven't talked about Rizzi and Schmidt, who could really – or they're going to have to show – down the stretch that they can do something. But Evans has been spectacular. I mean, a coach's kid who just really has – Mike knows the game really well. He throws strikes. But Curiel, man, I mean, it's just bat to ball. I mean, left-handed pitching has been his kryptonite. But, Mike, he's hitting .380 against right-handed pitching in the conference. So, I mean, you can't really put a premium on that. He's lead it all for you in many games. And I think when you come down the stretch here – you're going to need somebody that has been in this situation 43 straight games on base, and then Evans closing the door. And Jay talked about this in his thing today where, like, look, man, Friday night we just went to our best pitcher to get the win, and basically him calling Kayson Evans, Mike, out of the pen, their best pitcher, and I don't think he's even close to being wrong on that.
Well, are you surprised how good Ianson's been this year? Because we had seen him flash – but he had never really pieced it all together. Man, he has been dynamite out on the mound for, I would say, basically 85% of this season. He's been terrific. That's been the biggest shock to me, to watch him pitch and his consistency.
Mike, no doubt. And think about this. It's funny you bring that up because, we're opinion guys, you and I, right?
Yeah.
And some sourcing, whatever. But our opinions – we're going to get a lot of things right. But there's going to be some things that we look at and be like, man, that's not good. Mike, he had an over 7 ERA in the first four starts of the season. 7. And so we were having discussions midway through the season before SEC play was, Mike, do you have to go to Zach Cowan? I mean, the Nebraska game, he gave up 5 runs in 2 innings. Then the weekend before that, he gave up 4 runs in 2 innings. And then you're just like, look, what's going to happen when he gets an SEC play? Well, then he went on a stretch where he struck out 100 dudes in the SEC. 100. Mike, if he has nine, he might break. He's going to come close to Skeens from SEC strikeouts. So that if any time that you're in that level of being in that level of competition with Skeens, Mike, he's been phenomenal. I mean, he has been – that Oklahoma series turned it around for him. Mike, he's given up 3 runs since then. That is insane if you think about it. And then all the teams that he played down the stretch, it was all of the tough-ranked opponents that we talked about earlier. And by the way, Arkansas. Mike, I mean, he could have finished that game against Arkansas and gone 7 innings. But you're run-ruling them, so you take him out. So even then, he could have put up more. It's how he's been doing it. I think the Arkansas series, Mike, for me, was what solidified it when he dominated the way he did. I mean, that team almost is second in the conference in home runs. They're first in the conference in batting average, and he absolutely dominated them when it mattered the most to get that series win. So if he continues, and Mike, very quickly, last week, his pitch count was almost at 50 through 2 innings. Well, he doesn't go out there and try to strike dudes out. He's trying to get contact. And he has, I think it was 7 ground balls and 5 outs via pop-up. So, I mean, you're talking about a dude who's really been efficient down the stretch, too.
Man, he's been just absolutely awesome. Blake, I got to get you back next week because this is the time of year because of kind of how it's seeded, a little bit different in Hoover today, and we'll find out about them being a top 8 team, which I think they are. But also football recruiting because this is a hot time of the year. And, man, they are trying to land some big fish in the pond here for LSU. It's just not, you know, the smaller fish. There's some really big fish they're trying to reel in. So we'll have you on next week to talk a little bit more about it. I know this weekend, pretty big weekend to bring in those recruits.
Austin Thomas is going to have a big weekend for fundraising. That's what I know.
Yeah, that's it. Bingo. You hit it. Thank you, Blake. Appreciate it, buddy.
We'll see y'all next week. Yeah, y'all next week. Bye.
Blake Ruffino from Are You Serious Network does a great job covering all aspects of LSU athletics.